The news this week that San Francisco has banned plastic grocery bags for environmental reasons got me thinking back to what was possibly the most fun I had when I was a reporter in New York. 10 years ago, I went on a bag-snagging expedition around Manhattan with three men who were obsessed with plucking plastic bags out of trees. In fact, the day I met them, they received the official patent for the bag-snagging device they invented. It's a series of interlocking carbon graphite poles with a grappling hook on the end. The snaggers could reach about 70 feet up. So off we went back in 1997, me, the writer Ian Fraser, and his two buddies, brothers Tim and Bill McClelland.
This is good high bagging.
Yeah, this is some high bagging.
Everywhere, plastic bags flap and flutter tantalizingly high up in the branches. These are nine polers, easy.
Okay, clear the way. I'm going to try and walk this over.
Tim braces the 70-foot-long pole against his hip. It bends and sways in the air like a noodle.
It's being a bum. You're a bum.
The bag is resisting. At first it's snagged, then it's not. Then, to their dismay, it escapes and flies away to another branch.
Now, this is a bad bag.
Sometimes we feel like the bags talk to us.
You can really tell some of them when you get them. They never thought they'd be gotten.
And this bag won't be gotten. It takes off into the blue.
Oh, hey, he's up. He's moving.
We never had a bag do this before.
This is the first.
This is an amazing guy. It's the Lindbergh of bags. He's going all the way to Paris.
That was Ian Fraser and Tim and Bill McClelland snagging plastic bags out of treetops in Manhattan in 1997, or trying to. Well, Bill McClelland joins us for a bag snag update. And Bill, gosh, 10 years, that's really an eternity in the bag snagging community, isn't it?
Well, it seems to be. It's about 90% of the entire history of the bag snagger.
Well, what's changed in the last 10 years?
Oh, well, many things. We still do a lot of bag snagging, or as much as we can. Getting a little older, so the rotator cuffs aren't quite what they used to be.
I see.
So it's, but we've really started to manufacture the bag snagger, and we've started selling them in recent years. We've kind of moved up from several years of being a multi-hundred-dollar company into, we think, the multi-thousand-dollar company. I mean, we're not talking, sometimes it's kind of under 2,000, so that's really not multi-thousand, but, you know, you get the picture.
It's a regular movement now.
It's a movement. There's no doubt about it. It's really, really taking off.
Well, Bill, this news out of San Francisco that they're banning plastic grocery bags, you know, I guess that's good for the environment, but it's really not so good for snaggers.
Well, we really aren't too concerned about it at this point. I think I noticed the other day that there are something in the neighborhood of 3 trillion plastic bags out there.
3 trillion bags. You've got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, we're you know, there's three of us, so we figure a trillion each will pretty much do it.
Don't give up your day job.
No, if I had one, I wouldn't give it up.
Well, Bill McClelland, president of Bag Snaggers Incorporated, thanks a lot, Bill, and happy bagging.
Thanks, Melissa.
And before we go this hour, we'd like to welcome a new NPR production into the world. Anna Louise Mayer, daughter of producer Charlie Mayer and his wife Rachel Hennigan, was born this afternoon, 3 hours and 27 minutes before All Things Considered's deadline. All the best.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.